T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
2 weeks away from Election Day. Dave Leventhal, senior Washington correspondent for Business Insider, joining us now. Dave, 2 weeks away, you can look at it one of two ways, right? It either doesn't seem like that much time at all, or I'm guessing there's a lot of people who are saying, I don't know if I can bear another 2 weeks.
You might need to consult an astrophysicist for this, but it seems like time slows down the closer you get to an election. And of course, this is not any election, and we're not just talking about the election. We're also talking about one of the biggest congressional spending packages in the history of the United States simultaneously going on with the election. We're going to find out later today on Capitol Hill if a deal can be struck between Democrats and Republicans on another coronavirus stimulus and bailout package. So put that all together in one big soup. And anyone listening right now, if your head is spinning, don't feel bad. Mine is too. It's absolutely bonkers here in Washington, D.C. at this point.
Dave, let me ask you about President Trump's most recent strategy, which yesterday he came out attacking Dr. Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease doctor, calling him a disaster and calling scientists idiots. How risky is this strategy politically right now?
Well, incredibly risky, and I might also pick a nit that it's a strategy at all. It's what Donald Trump is saying at this point, but this is something that he got together with his campaign staff to talk about and game plan and put in front of voters and you know, some sort of sounding board. Probably not. The president will speak off the cuff. He's extemporaneous. We know this about him. And when it comes to issues such as the pandemic or anything else, the president's going to say what's on his mind. That was what was on his mind at that point, and that's what he said. So we'll see if he sticks to that or changes his tune. Over the past many months, he's been at one time incredibly complimentary of certain people, including Dr. Fauci, and at other times has gone the complete 180 in the opposite direction. One interesting wrinkle in all of this is that for the final 2 weeks, President Trump is bringing back a couple of people who were instrumental to him winning election in the first place in 2016. One is Corey Lewandowski, his original, you know, sort of OG campaign manager, who's back in the fold as a really close ally, offering, you know, advice in the final days and hours of this campaign. Another is David Bossi, who is his deputy campaign manager. So in a way, he's going back to people who are familiar to him amidst so much tumult. When he had to can his campaign manager this time around, Brad Parscale, who, you know, was taken into custody and had that very dramatic episode several weeks ago. And, you know, the campaign is reeling at this point, and they're trying to find their footing in these next couple of weeks.
What do you make of the changes that were made to the final presidential debate that will happen this upcoming Thursday? It's not a mute button, but I guess it's as close as you can get to that without, you know, turning the moderator into some sort of referee.
Right. So we don't know exactly how this is going to look, but at least in theory, what's going to happen is that for the first 2 minutes of every topical segment, the two candidates are going to have 2 minutes apiece to just talk and to give their assessment of the topic that's being discussed. We expect foreign policy is going to come up a good bit, but plenty of other issues are going to come up too. So in those 2 minutes, Joe Biden and Donald Trump are each going to be able to say their piece. And then at that point, when the 2 minutes are over on each side, then, you know, it may turn into a mosh pit, but we'll see what happens. But yeah, this is definitely a direct line from the first debate, where oftentimes nobody could tell especially the audience, who was saying what, because the candidates were talking over each other, or the moderator was trying to moderate in a futile nature, and it just turned into just a very, very difficult and exasperating experience for pretty much all involved.
What's on the line Thursday with this final debate, and how badly does the president need a good performance?
That's a good question, and you know, I don't know if there's an answer that somebody can tell you, there's so much on the line. I mean, of course, there's a lot on the line. It's a debate. It's the last opportunity we're going to have for the two candidates to go head-to-head. But I think another question is, how many people have already made up their minds? How many people have already cast their ballot, for that matter? Well, we know that number. It's well into the millions upon millions across states all throughout the United States, whether that's early voting in a physical sense, whether that's mailing in a ballot, absentee ballots, be it what it may. So we're talking about probably a very, very thin slice of the electorate that truly has not made up its mind. Now, there's another part of the electorate, which is definitely pro-Trump or pro-Biden, and these are voters who may or may not actually go and vote. About half the people in the United States, it's estimated, are going to vote on Election Day itself, maybe a little bit less. So, you know, the candidates have their kind of last best opportunity here in front of each other to make the case to their base to actually go out and vote as opposed to staying home. You can support a candidate all you want, but if you don't cast your ballot, then it's not going to count. So that's a huge equation for the candidates and a case that they're going to have to make.
Biden, meanwhile, seems happy to just kind of let the president go and speak and say whatever he wants. Can you ever remember hearing less from a presidential candidate this far out from the election?
No, and this is sort of the prevent defense of presidential campaigns on the Biden side. Bend, don't break. And nobody on the Democratic side wants Joe Biden to be his own worst enemy. They want Donald Trump saying things that are going to get Donald Trump in trouble and Joe Biden to not say anything at all that will get him in trouble. So it's not as if Joe Biden is quite literally hiding in his basement during the time, but his appearances are very calculated. They are very controlled. And he's definitely not barnstorming the country in the same way that Donald Trump is, who is conducting big rallies and he's going all over the country and doing what you would expect. I mean, it's a really breakneck pace that Donald Trump is on, and Joe Biden is running a schedule that's something a little short of that, to say the least.
All right. Busy week, 14 days to go. Dave, thanks so much. Dave Leventhal, senior Washington correspondent for Business Insight.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.